Good morning, 8:37 here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Thursday morning. And as we do every Thursday, we have the privilege of talking with Denise York from Coffeeville's Reawakening. Good morning, Denise. How you doing?
I'm doing great, James. How are you doing?
Doing well. I know it's a hot one, but hey, we're making the best of it. And I know that it's a busy day down there here this past week at the Midland.
Oh, yeah, we've had a lot of activity going on. So I think I'll update you on the construction, first of all. So we've got painters. The floor guys are in doing the tile. You know, the electricians are in. The plumbers are waiting for the tile to get done. So a lot of things going on. And then we had the light bulbs switched out. I think that was Tuesday, maybe. We've got the LED light bulbs in on the Midland sign and the marquee now. Lit it up for that night to make sure everything worked, and it looks great. I mean, you could see it from blocks away and make out the Midland sign actually saying Midland. So that was great for us. Carpet's coming in, I think, next week. So we're getting closer to having that front of house open. So
that is really exciting. And I know everyone's, you know, always neat to see the Midland sign lit up. I think the last time I saw it was during the Christmas parade. And, you know,
right. It's
definitely a big difference. And it was kind of a lot of holes in it before with a lot of lights being out. But now, hey,
right. It
looks very nice and very professional.
Yeah, and updating to LED, that's going to help us save, you know, on the electricity. I think before we were just kind of, we'd go to Walmart and buy a light bulb to replace one. But, I mean, that was just getting bad.
Oh, so. Yeah. Even that's expensive. So, yeah, the LEDs
absolutely
should last a long time and be less maintenance.
Right. So, you know, we're looking forward to flipping that on and letting everybody see it and making a showing of that one.
Excellent.
And then our board members have been extremely busy this month with things going on. David Johnson's on our board. He traveled last week to attend the LHAT meeting or conference in Kansas City, and that's a League of Historic American Theaters that they do a national convention every year and just have theater owners and board members from all over attending those. And then yesterday there was five members of our board, which was, well, Daryl and Annette Harbaugh and Wyatt Starnes, Brent Orlani, and myself. We made a trip up to McPherson, Kansas to the KHAT, it's the Kansas Historic Theater Association quarterly meeting. And we were lucky enough to tour the Opera House there at McPherson. I had never been, five stories. I mean, it was a great place to be. And then from there, we drove over to Hutchinson and toured the Historic Fox Theater, which is another, you know, it's a 1930 Art Deco type building that the Boiler Brothers, who were famous doing theaters, designing them, designed back in 1930. So,
hey, that's very cool.
And part of the reasoning we went to this quarterly meeting is that the Midland will be hosting the October meeting for the Historical Theater Association, and that will be October the 25th. So we're expecting all these theater owners and board members to come here and see our theater and you know, we will put on their quarterly meeting for them.
Great. So. And of course, the front of house should be done by then, so that you'll be able to, you know, kind of have them in that
right.
front part. And
yeah, kind of show it off a little bit.
That'll be great. For kind of one of the first, you know, events for that, it will be perfect.
Right. So, and then, of course, we've got Vaudeville going on Saturday, August the 5th. Trying to get ready for that. I know Lisa's really busy with Lindsay working on the show itself, but that is at 7 p.m. at the RMS Theater at the Junior High. And the after party is 9 p.m. at 115 West 9th, Coffeeville's Reawakening. Tickets are on sale for $30. You can get them at the Chamber, Commercial Bank, any Midland Theater Foundation board member. And then Coffeeville's Reawakening. I've got tickets down there. I haven't been open a lot here lately, especially in the afternoon. So if you do need tickets and want to stop in there, or I can even deliver, give me a call, 252-5861. But I know and you can buy those online also, and we've sold quite a few there. So
yeah,
we've got a bigger venue this year, so we can sell more tickets. So come out if you haven't seen the show, come and enjoy it that night.
No, that is definitely going to be great. So lots of good stuff with the Midland. And then, of course, we do have some of the movie nights coming up.
We do. August 26th, the National Treasure is going to be that night. And we are doing, I think, they're planning a scavenger hunt for that night for kids downtown, too. So as an added movie event or activity that night. So get ready for that. And I think that's about all we have going on at the Midland, which right now is just wearing everybody down. So there's enough.
There you go. There you go. Well, UP Park, a few updates there?
We do. We've kind of been on hold for, we're waiting on quotes for some concrete work that needs to be done. But we did receive, we purchased some outdoor instruments, you know, like the drums, flowers, and things like that, that we received those in last week. So those are all ready to go in as soon as we can get the rest of the work done. So
okay,
that's a slow process. I mean, we're competing with for concrete for everybody else in town that's doing sidewalks. And
is there a plan on kind of where in the park they will go yet, or has it not been figured out?
It'll be over by the green space, you know, because we don't want it in the parking lot. So we're just trying to decide that, and we are looking at, you know, the caboose. We're still holding out for that, but we think we may be able to purchase a container to go in there right now to store a stage in and kind of be a placeholder for the caboose. So, you know, if we get that, will they go over in that end or will it down at the other end? But still kind of working on it, trying to get it all to come together, but it will sooner or later.
Excellent. Well, I know we've talked about a few upcoming events. What else? Anything else that you want to talk about?
Well, I wanted to mention, the stuff, the truck tomorrow. I think the fire department is working on that for school supplies. And then National Night Out is August 1st. That'll be coming up. And other than that, that's as far ahead as I'm looking at this point.
Sure. Well, and I know we're still looking for volunteers, especially at the Dalton Museum.
Yes. Yep. Volunteers all over town. I mean, like Joe, with, you know, we went out and rang bells Saturday, but we could have used quite a few more people. And there was a lot of people that walked up, said, hey, you know, I'll help, but we didn't have them available. So, you know, if you do want to volunteer, you might give Reawakening a call and let's get you on the list. And then when something like that comes up, we can holler at you that we'll need help. So,
no, that's a great reminder. Yeah. And that even people say, oh, well, I don't have very much time. Well, what if it's an hour a month or something? You know, there's a place for you.
Right. And these movies, the two that we went to, the Hutchinson Historic Fox Theater, we were talking to them. For them to put on a movie night or a venue, they've got like 25 to 30 volunteers that do the tickets, the ushering and all this stuff. So, of course, it's a lot larger town than what we have. But, you know, we need that volunteer base that we can call on for, you know, things that aren't too taxing, like ringing a bell, right, at a Walmart. And last Saturday was perfect, the weather.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was really nice out there.
That was a great, really lucked out weather-wise.
Right. You know. So
that is good.
Nope, that's it. Just volunteer.
Okay.
Help us out.
All right. Hey, well, sounds like a plan. Well, Denise, always appreciate you coming by and giving us some updates here. And look forward to chatting again here real soon.
Thanks, James.
All right. This is Denise York from Coffeeville's Reawakening, and we're going to get started with Open Line right around 9:10. So keep it here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.